Welcome to another episode of Journey from Grief to Healing. I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. I'm an impatient sort. I always have been this way. I couldn't wait for my birthday. I couldn't wait for Christmas. I couldn't wait for school to end in June. And then again, I couldn't wait for it to begin in September. I couldn't wait until a favorite uncle came home on leave from the Army. And I couldn't wait until I could get my driver's license. My list continues. Each day brings a can't wait in some form to me. I don't think I'm unusual. I think most of us have periods of can't wait. Can't waits grab hold of our expectations and demand that we reduce the distance from where we are to the actual event. Time seems to suddenly slow down. A day seems like 36 hours instead of 24. And a week stretches out beyond the horizon. Poet Henry Van Dyke accurately expressed the relative nature of time for us in his poem, Time. Time is too slow for those who wait, too swift for those who fear, too long for those who grieve, too short for those who rejoice. But for those who love, time is not. Van Dyke says, too long for those who grieve. These words speak truth to all who've experienced grieving. As much as we want time to move quickly and our healing to be complete, time is in control, not us. We trudge on carrying the burden of grief and trying to discern a time when it will end. We want a measuring stick or measuring tape, so we'll have a point of reference, something we can mark as a goal, almost prodding us to hang on a bit longer. Those who grieve are not given the luxury of an end date to their grieving. It's both indefinite and individual, preventing us from comparing our journey with others who have had a similar experience. The space we are in is referred to as liminal space. The word liminal comes from the Latin limen, meaning threshold. A liminal space is the threshold between one state and another, like a hallway between rooms. You are not yet where you used to be, and you haven't arrived where you want to be. Liminal space is a deeply emotional and spiritual transitional space between where we were and what we are to become. It is a place familiar to anyone who has made or is making a major life transition, such as the space between a breakup and before a new relationship, after the death of a loved one and before life feels livable again, and after retirement and before one finds a new rhythm. It's the space where we no longer who we were, but not yet who we will be. We like clear definitions, precise timelines, or deadlines. When we're in liminal space, it can feel like floating, waiting, or even wandering. We don't know the rules of this new space that was thrust upon us, and we don't know how long we'll be stuck there. That discomfort is felt by all who experience transformation. Poet John Burroughs' poem, Waiting, provides helpful advice to us as we navigate through our personal liminal space. Here is his poem. Serene, I fold my hands and wait, nor care for wind, nor tide, nor sea. I rave no more against time or fate, for lo, my own shall come to me. I stay my haste, I make delays, for what avails this eager pace? I stand amid the eternal ways, and what is mine shall know my face. Asleep, awake, by night or day, the friends I seek are seeking me. No wind can drive my bark astray, nor change the tide of destiny. What matters if I stand alone? I wait with joy the coming years. My heart shall reap where it hath sown, and garner up its fruit of tears. The waters know their own and draw the brook that springs in yonder height. So flows the good with equal awe unto the soul of pure delight. The stars come nightly to the sky, the tidal wave unto the sea. Nor time, nor space, nor deep, nor high can keep my own away from me. It takes a leap of faith to trust as we wait. It is humbling since there is nothing we can do to alter our experience in our liminal space. If one has faith, that although today hurts, tomorrow is unseen, and what happens is unpredictable. One believes everything will work out. That kind of waiting, that kind of faith fortifies us as we make our way through our personal liminal space. From my personal experience, I've emerged from my liminal space a different and better human being. My life has purpose. Although I was wounded, I continue to move forward with confidence and optimism that each day will be better than its predecessor. They usually are better. Never quit. Never give up. Once you exit your liminal space, you'll discover that your future overflows with happiness, joy, and love. Stay strong, my friends. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.